Emet Aleph, Reb Eliezer Eimer, Laiki. Reb Eliezer said that a Sris Chama, you do Chalitza, because he has Refuah, and a Sris Adam, you don't do Refuah. Remin, I ask you a contradiction. Ben Asim Shon of Leib Yishnei Saris, a 20-year-old who has no two Saris, Yavi Raya Ben Asim Bua Saris. He brings a Raya that he's 20, and he has some money Saris. If he doesn't have some money Saris, and he doesn't have Shnei Saris, then he doesn't become a Gadol until 35. But if he has Shnei Saris before 20, he's a Gadol automatically. If he has no Shnei Saris at 20 and he has some money Saris, he becomes a Gadol by the fact that he's a Saris. No Chalitza, no Yibam. Dibret Beisil. Mishami Yarmim Zavis Ebenation Main Esrei, it's 18. Vliazrei Mazoch, Dibret Beisil, the Kevin Kibri Bishamad, the Shishim Maharis Lover of Zayish, because a woman hurries, matures faster than a man. But here is clearly Rabbi Eliezer saying that there's no mitzvah Chalitza and Yibum by a Sris Chama, because he says this is a Sris Chama that we're talking about. It's 20 or 18 and brings some money Sris. Right? And he says no mitzvah Chalitza and Yibum. And in our Mishnah, he says even a Sris Chama, we know is a Sris Chama, still has a mitzvah of Chalitza and Yibum because he can heal him and exhale Yushim and try him. And for the Gemara, Amr Shmuel, Chazda by Rabbi Eliezer. Amr Rabbi by the Kuli Amr Shmuel, Chazda by Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind from one of the two opinions. Yibaylu. Mahay Hadabay. Which one did he change his mind from? Toshamad, the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a Sisqam, a Chayla, the Chotel, the Ishtad. Chikain. Alexander, Shemimina, Mitzrap, Alexander, Shemitzrayim. So we see again that he has two prices, right? Two against one. Or the fact that he brings the story that in Alexander, Shemitzrayim, they can get healed. In the Mishnah, he just said, Yeshle Refuah. Here he says exactly where. In Alexandria, they can do the Refuah. The Raya, that's his final opinion. He didn't change his mind. He always held the Nesaris Chama as a mitzvah Chalitza Yibam. But he Tanya Ahila Einchim. When he talked about Asaris, he talked about when did he become a Bar Einchim. Even though the Brisa was talking about Chalitza Yibam, the Eliezer himself was not agreeing to that point. He was just saying, when does he become a Gadol? The Chalitza and Yibam part, he happens to hold that the Saris Chama has a mitzvah of Chalitza and Yibam. Nothing in my mind, how we learned. Achu Chelo mi ben shtei mas vishan of yoyim echad, a ben shmai nesrei, ben oldu by Simani Saris. Rashi learns he's talking about an islandess, even though the Mishnah Gemara seems male, but Rashi says the fact that it says 18, and we're going to Rabbi Yezda because we wouldn't go in Bishamai, so we assume that it's islandess. It makes no difference. It's the same idea. When a person becomes a Saris or an Islandess at 18 or at 20, whatever age it is, now we know he's a Saris. Is he become a Gadol at that point? Or does he become a Gadol retroactively to the age of 12 or 13, depending male or female?
Can a Saris be for sure at 12 already?
No. A Saris has to be no stay Saris by 20. That means... What? Again, let me explain. He can have all Simani Saris, but if he develops stay Saris before 20, he's not a Saris.
But what about Gadol? When does he become a Gadol?
At 20.
And until then, he's not chayvin.
Well, that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Is it retroactive or not?
I understand, but...
Again, to be a Saris, one needs two things. More than two things. Simani Saris, how many we have in machlokes later on. Simani Saris, and not having Shnei Saris by 20. A guy can have all Simani Saris. If he has Shnei Saris before 20, he's not a Saris. He becomes a Gadol as soon as he has Shnei Saris. It's by not having Saris by 20 and having Simani Saris that he becomes a Gadol at 20. Machloikus, retroactive or not retroactive.
He counts for minion, can't get Aliyah, can't get nothing.
You just heard it. He has no Shnei Saris. Well, no, wait a second. We don't check a guy. We rely that he has Shnei Saris. You want to know if we know he has no Shnei Saris? He can't count for minyan. By the way, even if he has no Simani Saris, a 14-year-old that has no Shnei Saris is a cutin. But we don't bother checking because we rely on Chazaka the Rabba, except for derisas. And that we would check.
When he shows two Saris here, that shows that he, according to one opinion, that he was a gadol from before?
He didn't show Shnei Saris.
Then he doesn't.
If he has Shnei Saris, he's a Gadol the minute he turns out Shnei Saris.
Before then, not.
Right, exactly. According to everybody, a 15-year-old develops Tesaris and becomes a gadol at 15. He was not a gadol until 15.
And if he failed, he doesn't get
Oishah. Nothing. He wasn't a gadol. He didn't have Tesaris. The machloikis is a guy that's 20, has some money saris, and doesn't have shtei saris. So now we know he's not in the track of shtei saris, because shtei saris makes no difference anymore in his life if he has some money saris. So now the question is, does that mean he became a gadol at 20? Or does that mean his body works in a different thing and he was a gadol at 13 without realizing it till 20?
Saris gadol is high from mentioned. A saris gadol is higher than ancient.
Why not? He's a gadol.
What's the 35?
If he doesn't have samani saris, and he doesn't have shtei saris, so we have no way to know what his process is. Is he a healthy person that's maturing at a very slow rate, and he's still a cutten, or is he a person that's a gadol that doesn't? We don't know. We have no way of knowing. So the Torah says, wait till 35. At 35, if he doesn't have shtei saris, he becomes a gadol anyway. And until 35, he doesn't get malchus. He's not a gadol. It's not retroactive.
That's according to everyone?
According to everyone. He's not a saris.
And a woman, what age?
Same thing.
35?
35. Reiv Schneitzav, which means the person turns 35. That's when he starts his 36th year. If Marachu Chelim Ben Shneim 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 Rav says he becomes a source of Mephreya, Shmuel Amr cut and play by Shisha. Doesn't go retroactive. Maskel Rejaitz LaRav. Islandist Rameri Hila Knas. Rameri says an islandist has no Knas because she's a Ktana, because she doesn't have Sumanim. But let us say retroactive, we should give her Knas. Now we know that she was a Gdaila 12. She skips the age of Naras, and Bagaris has no Knas. She goes straight from Ktanas to Bagaris because there's no Saris, so she doesn't go through that stage of Naris. Amaloi Kokiani, my own sister, if Yajus says such good things, his Amrim Shmoy should be said in my name. Tanya and Asaras didn't commence Sarah and Bayer, Bisham and Sarah, nor did El Chasimus Akamatachin. And Sarah and Bayer has to accept Shtei Saris up to when he has a full genital hair. The Vaina Elenis Nizaris Kanara Marasa, Shemakat Nusias, the Sulavagar, she skips the stage of Naris by not having Shtei Saris. Even if you learn it's retroactive, she's a Gdaila 12, she's a Begaris at 12. She's never a Nara.
So, and the Knas for that is only at Nara?
So that's her mayor's opinion, that a Ktana has no Knas and a Begaris has no Knas, only that 6 months. According to Rabbanon, a Ktana has Knas, so an island would have Knas as a Ktana. Dr. Rabbi Tamar Bavos, the money source of island is the benchmark. Sorry?
How old is the benchmark?
Between 13 and 13 and 3 months. Amar only be Ashtay Saras. Amar Abavos, the money Saras Island is to Ben Shemai Ne Noisim Ben Maisachi Ben Eschim. You don't know if a person's a Saras or an island until they're 20. And, Chiddush over here, the way Rashi learned, a kid born in the 8th month cannot be sure he's viable 100%. Right? That means we have to treat him as a Suffolk. He makes Kedushin. We don't know if he's a viable person or not. He never makes it that big, as long as anyway. He's like a stone vessel of Talpa. He's not a living person. Right? It's dangerous to both of them if his mother doesn't nurse her, so you're allowed to nurse, but that's it. If he's completely formed, so then we say he's a 7th month that waited, perhaps. And therefore we wait to 20 to establish his viability. Tanya Ezeb and Shemayin Nekosh Leikol Lechudashev, Rabbi Yaimah Simana Mechichim Alav, Sarev and Tzipanov Shlei Gamreit, only if his hair or nails are not finished. Taimed Le Gamre, Ha Gamre, Amin Lehi Bar Zayinu, he's a 7-month-old baby, Vishtuhu Yishti, he just stayed longer behind. Not to go out by Tel Zomad Rabbi Tzitzva, Uvda Be'isha, that was Rabbi did a story, Be'isha Shalach Ba'ilam Dina Seyam, Be'ishti Adiv Tresi Akashayta, she gave birth up to a year later, meaning in the 12th month. The Achshavein, he said it's from the husband. That means the pregnancy lasted that long. Kaman Karebi Dama Mishti, is that like Rebbe who's a Das Yakud? So the Gemara knows, even the Iker Reb Shimon Gamliel Dama Mishti, since Reb Shimon Gamliel also agrees that it's Mishti, Karabim of it, he did like the Rabbim. The Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel, Leimer Kol Shishol Lama Jem Ba'adam, Ein a Nefel. He said that anybody that lives 30 days is not a Nefel, even if it's not Kalu Chadashav, right? So after 30 days, we know he's not a Nefel. That means we say that it waited from the 7th month into the 8th month. Pashtus, Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to say, you don't have to wait to 20, like Rebbe, at, like Rav Vol said. It's enough to 30 days. If the baby lasts 30 days and is Nigmar Simonov, that's a riot that he's not an Ephel. Tanu Rabban, Eizah Saris Chamakoshu Ben Esrim Lehevi Shtei Saris. He's 20, didn't bring Shtei Saris. Bafil Hevi Lachem Ikan, even if he brings it at 21. The truth is, at 20, at the end of 20 years, at 20, 20 is in the 21st year. Haru Kasaris Lehol Devara. Ve'elu Ein Simonov, these are the Simoni Saris. Kosh Eilu Zalkin, no full beard. Besari Lokoi, very thin hair. Ubasari machlik and smooth flesh like a woman. His urine doesn't cause foam. Doesn't come out with force to cause an arc. It's watery. His urine doesn't stink, doesn't smell. He bathes himself in hot in the winter, and his skin does not give off. Like a pebble would be
vapor.
Thank you. If Shimon Elazar Imer Kosher Kali Lokui, he sounds feminine. Vein Nikar Vein Ishlisha. Vein the island is Kosher Bat Esim Levish Vein Shtisaris. 20 and she didn't bring Shtisaris. I feel like you lack me. Connery Kailan is the cold of Varel. Vein Lein Simonel. These are Simonim. Kosher Eloi Dadim. No breath. No breath like a woman. Umiskasha Bishas Tashmish. And she has a very painful time at the time of Tashmish. Shimon Gamliel Imer Kosher Eloi Shipuli Mayim Kenoshim. Her genital area does not have the top of it stick out, protrude, like women do. Rav Shimon Elazar Imer Kosher Kailo Avivet Nidkaris Ben Ishel Ish. Says a thick voice sounds masculine. It's how we learn. Simani Sarah Shibhuna Machi Yakula. It has to all be there. Even if one is there, and the Gemara explained, take a day with Shtesaris Mazakin. If he has some hair in the beard, which is not a good simon, Shtesaris has to be. According to many Rishaitim in the genital area, and according to some Rishaitim, anywhere where hair doesn't grow, but not a beard. Then you have also on him. He didn't have any hair in his beard. So the question is one enough? Go check and see if there's vapor from his skin. Basically, brush, I'll marry off my daughter. Come on, because he seems to say you have all of them. Because if not, if he had other ones, what do you have to check this one out for? So the owner of the other, he had these spikings in his beard. He had some facial hair, and therefore you need all the simonim. Hasaris lechaylus lemiyab mechein islandus. What? Didn't have a full beard, but he had hair in his beard where everybody must. So that's why you need all of them. That's what the Gemara said. Hasaris lechaylus lemiyab mechein islandus. Tony saris dum yid islandus. My islandus vide shemayim. Ab saris vide shemayim. By putting it together with islandness, it seems to infer we're talking about a natural saris. Tamik Rabbi Kiva, Tamik B'dei Adam In, B'dei Shemayim Lai. Hasaris Shechols B'Yvem T'Loi Pasla. But if it's Bala, it's Pasla because it's Eishes Ach. Time of the Bala who? Ha'ach Arloi. What if she's Mazana with someone else? That she become a Zayna that's Pasla Lakuna. She's an Amana. She's a Shemaris Yavam. She's Ivor Alav. The question is, it's not Zor Etzla Miyakara, right? He says she becomes like an Eishes Ish. We treat her like a semi Eishes Ish, and she's possible for Yibam. Not only forget about for a Kayan, she's possible for a Yibam. Who are they not for Lacha Nami? I did Tony Reish of the day, Tony Nami saved him of the day. Since the Reish is talking about him giving Khalitza, so it says he lives with her. But Enochinami, according to from Nuno, she's Mazana with anybody, she becomes possible Yibam. Okay, an island is Shechol to Lachim. If Balu, Pasla, time of the Balu, Allah Balu, like, come on. The like of Yehuda, who said an islandist is an automatic Zayna. If you remember way back in the 6th Perek, that Amar Ayah, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Islandist, Zayla Havri. Zog to Mishnah Vaita, Sarif Chama Kayan Shinasa Basi, Soa Machila Betuma. He's allowed to get married. There's no issue for Sarif Chama to get married. As long as people know he's a Sarif Chama, it's fine. He's no reason, he's not a Petua Daka, he's not a Kruchamcha. It's natural. He can feed his wife Truma. A dragon is he considers a marriage a valid marriage to feed his wife Truma. He's considered male. A tumtum that gets ripped open and found a male, because he's considered a saris, because he cannot have. Cannot give birth. It's interesting, the Rishayim speak out, I didn't teach this Gemara, that he's a Saris Adam. Because while he's a Tumt, it's the ripping open that makes him not possible to have children. That's how they understand it. I would have said he's a Saris because he was born that way. The fact that he's a Tumtum is a Giloy that he's a Saris. But that's not the way the Mepharshim explained it. They say he becomes a Saris when he's Nikra. That makes him a Saris. And that's like a Krus, like a Petua Daka. That's what they learn. Therefore, he's not the Yaklis Mechu Kasaris. He's considered a Saris, which is like Rabbi Yezer Shita, that a Swiss Adam is not Chaylus. That's how they learn. Androgynous Nisa, nice Avaloy Nisa. And Androgynous is a male. The blood drive Androgynous Chayavim of Skila Kazakh. The Gemara is going to explain what the Machlaikas is. Yes.
Is the Tumtum better off not revealing? Not being revealed?
Well, not really. I mean, if you don't learn.
What kind of better life would he have?
I have no idea. I mean, can he get married? Either way, he can't get married. He can't have a relationship, right? But if you're holding the Petua Daka, would be a Shiloh, you can get married to a regular Jewish guru. He might have to marry a Geyeret. But he's capable of a physical relationship. A Tumtum is not capable of a physical relationship. Being covered up makes him non-usable. Okay, well, yes. Something in my Peshitta, why would I think a Swiss Chama cannot feed his wife Truma? Smile the time of Meilid Machol. A person that has the ability to procreate can give food, can be Machol. Shaina Meilid Machol. Kamash Malon, that he can be. Rabbi Yitzchak Shimon Ayman Androgynous, to be Machol Betruma. Amar Eshlakish Machilah Betruma, which is rabbinic. Vei Machilah Bechaz of Ishaik, which is biblical. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Machilah Bechaz of Ishaik. Practic Gemara Lom Shimon Eshlakish. Maishno Chaz of Ishaik, deraisa, Truma Nami deraisa. That the Gemara Maishkin of Betruma Bezman Azad Rabbanon. Abu Bezman Shemes HaMikdash Kaya Mai Loi. He couldn't even feed Truma. The 28 Machilah Bechaz of Ishaik. So why did the Mishnah say no Chaz of Ishaik? Lifting the list of it is up. A man to arm born Betruma Drabbanon, Betruma deraisa Loi. Why did the Mishnah say that he can only feed a Truma Bezman Azad, not at the time of the Beis HaMikdash? That the Gemara Chanami Kumar, that's exactly what it means. So Machilah Machilah Betruma Bezman Azad Drabbanon, Vei Machilah Bezman Azad, Bezman Chaz of Ishaik, Afilu Bezra Betruma Drabbanon, Dumu Asi Loi Kla Betruma deraisa. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't even let him give Truma Drabbanon like Truma's Paris, anything that's not grain, wine, or oil, because we're afraid he'll feed a Truma deraisa. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Av Machilah Bechaz of Ishaik, because he holds that he's biblically considered a male and he can be married. You learn Truma Bezman Azeh is a Drabbanon. I learn it's a Deraisa. Yes. It says that a cake of figs is bottled in 100. Now the question is, it's kosher to Arke Limnais. A cake of figs is chashev. It's usually sold by number. And again, Rish Lakish's opinion is, anything usually sold by number, it's not batul. So why is the figs batul? Now, even though figs is a drabanan, but in the time when there's truma deraisa, we would make gzeira, right? We don't want to mix the two. So why is it batul? Must be because truma is not as drabanan. There's no gzeira anymore. That's why we let it be batul. That's Rabbi Shlakish's proof that truma is not as a drabanan. Because if it weren't a drabanan, it shouldn't be batul. It's chashuv. It's kosher dark or limnites. It's usually sold by number. I have a piece of chatos being bottled, and that's for sure biblical. Teretz says it's not something usually sold by number. The only things that are not bottled are something always sold by number, and therefore both the fig cake and the chatos are bottled, even if it's biblical. Therefore, I hold truma b'zman as a deraisa.
Because sometimes it's sold.
Sometimes it's sold by estimate,
and that's the reason.
That makes it not chashuv enough not to be bottled. Correct. Double negative. You think I agree to you anything that's usually sold by number? It's only something that's always sold by number. Mahi, what is the machlokes? Where does it start? Not. He has bundles of fenugreek, of kili akarim, which are bottled in 200. Yidluku, you burn them. This arvo b'acheres got mixed into other ones. Kulan yidluku. They were amei, because they're not bottled. They're chashav. Now that's going to be machloikas. What does Remeir mean when he says kosher darka limnos? Does he mean anything that's usually or anything that's always sold by number? Only six things are considered. Kosher, Rebekiva, Meshiva, seven. Eilei, Aguza, Perach, walnuts, and Perach. Remind the Badon. Pomegranates and Badon. Chavi, Estuma, sealed barrels of wine. Chalfi, Tardin, stalks of beets. Kuche, krub, stalks of cabbage, thalas, yavonis, Greek gourds. Those are chashev. Steven Meisner, Kikushim, Alabayas, homemade bread.
What makes them chashev?
I guess everybody considers them chashuv. I don't know.
In other words, they're never.
It's even past that. Forget about the fact that Chum don't hold anything always sold by number is chashuv. This is real chashuv, even more chashuv than that.
Even if it is sold.
No. Even if it's only sold by number, the Rabbanon hold it's bottle. Rabbanon did say everything else is bottle. They argue in Rameyer. Rameyer says anything chashuv is not bottle, and the chashuv is decided by how you sell it, by number or not by number.
But these six items
are more chashuv than the other items that are only sold by number.
And they are bottle or not bottle?
They're not bottle.
Six
or seven.
Again, what is the Nakuda? Why?
Because they're very important items. People look at them as a very chashuv item.
Okay.
It's a very hard thing to get. It's a Havana cigar.
So even no matter how it ever sold.
But we don't even care because selling is not enough by the Rabbanon. They don't say. I assume that these are so chashuv that they're for sure sold by number. But that's not enough. Rabbanon say that's not enough. So what makes them more chashuv? I don't know. You have to ask the consumer. It's the Havana cigar. I don't know. Can't think of anything that's chashuv. I don't know. Maybe some schnapps people think it's chashuv. I have no idea. I don't know what's considered chashuv.
They hold it. Even an item that's sold by one is not enough. They need these to be the... Okay.
Right. Arla. Some of these are for Arla. They're trees. They're plants. There's only something, mayor meant only something always sold by number. Something that's usually sold by number. My chaticha, what is the case of chaticha that Rabbi Yechon improves his point from? The Tanya.
In Rabbi Meir, they're arguing?
Yes. Even though he used the word kol, Rabbi Yechon says he meant s. My chaticha, the time we learn chaticha shechat is tamei, and the sarv of mei chaticha shechat is tyrus. A piece of tummy chat is mixed into 100 pieces of chat is tyrus, and he proves the shalachim abonim. A broken piece of lachim abonim, and the sarv of mei proves the shalachim abonim, tyrus, tala is batal. Rabbi Yudah melai salah. Because member mina loy bottle. I have a katika shakata shiris in Sarva may katika shakul tyrus, a reprusa shlakam upon tyrus in Sarva may prusa shakul tyrus. The reaka loy sala because it's a hefsted muat, and this price holds them, it's a small loss. Don't rely on bittle. If you can avoid bittle, avoid it. And this is considered avoidable. Tani mi yisrei shetala. Why is it bottle? It's katika. Katika is usually sold by number. It's a rye, you need something always sold by number. In fact, so now the kash is in Rish Lakish. He holds it dissolved, therefore it's not chashuv anymore. That's why my time in Rabbi Yehuda. Regardless, fact the Gemara. I have a nimu achmar loy sala. But if it wouldn't dissolve, what would you say? It's not batul. I have a tani. I have a chatikah shachatis tayrus in the tayrus b'mei chatikah shulul tayrus loy sala. Why did the bright have to contrast tamei and tohirin tohirin chulin? Nivlig v'isvidida. Think by Tameya and say the man who I'm more machine mukha but why did mukha lay sala? Just say it's a difference if it's dissolved or not. So the Gemara, Tahira b'Tahira is on the play. The Brisa felt it's better to show you the Kiddush of Hefsid Muat. It wanted to show you that Hefsid Muat is not Batu even if it's the mukha. Practicing Gemara, Lur Shlakish, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. This Kiddush of Hefsid Muat only makes sense if it's a piece. If it's the mukha and it's gone, why would we be machmer? The Israel is not even here. You're right. Even the mucha is not batul. Because of mimbamina loy batul, even the tarakamo holds mimbamina loy batul. That's what we're saying now. He agrees to Rabbi Yehuda in essence, the mimbamina loy batul. But, the tarakama says, by isuri drabonon it's batul. And the Reish is talking about a tumma that's only rabbinic, because the mashka touched the kli, which touched the piece. That's a rabbinic tumma. A rabbinic tumma is batul because we don't say mimbamina loy batul by drabonons. Say with the right, sir. So we say mimbamina loy batul.
They don't dare kind of thing. Why would they not do it? What's the reason for drabonon not to?
They're not machmer. It's mimbamina loy batul. It's a chiddush. So we don't say it by rabbinic things. That's what drabon the Tanakhama holds. And if Yehuda says even mimbamina loy batul even by rabbinic things. Frak to Gemara, Avol Tumah Sheretz Ma'ir Loy Sala. The Tani say, why do we contrast Tamei and Tahira, why don't we contrast Tumah Drabbana and Tumah Deraisa? Out of 27, Chatikah Shechat is Tarish and Tzara Mei Chatikah Shechul Tarish Lei Sala, Nivlik Menis Nibidida, Med Rana Mor Metumah Smashkin, which is rabbinic, Out of Metumah Sheretz Lai, because we say Mimba Mina Lei Bato. But the Gemara Tahir B'Tahir is not implied. He wanted to tell you the Chiddush, that Tahir B'Tahir is a bigger Chiddush, because everybody usually agrees that Tahir B'Tahir is Batul. But Beishamai holds Tahir is never Batul, but Tamei is never Batul B'Tahir. So he wants to tell me, even Tahir B'Tahir is not Batul if it's biblical. Rabba Amar Reish Yisr Lav Sefer Yisr Karas. Now Rashi has two Pshatim in Rabba. Either it's going B'ni Mucha, and we're Meikul by a Lav, but we're Machmer when it could come to Karas, that a Tamei will eat it. Even by Nemucha, we're Machmer by Karas. And the second Pshat is it's not Nemucha, it's a piece. And we say that an eagle is only not Batul when it's a question of death, like Truma, eating by a Zar. But by Tumah, which is only a lav, we say even if it's Zarka and Limnais, it's Batul. In fact, the Gemara of Rabba never covered the right solution, or it's a lav, or it's a karas. Didn't Rabba say that there's no difference between lav and karas? He said that in the last parak. Look at Markash, it's a contradiction in Rabba. You can wait. It means a kain can eat it. That's why it's not batul. There's an out. You don't have to rely on batul. But the Gemara, the Ravashi Beduti, it's a fiction. So therefore we say it's fiction and we don't take the teret. Because Davish Hashem Matir meant to be that somebody that's usher becomes mutter to. Here it never becomes mutter to anybody that's usher to. Therefore it's not a Davish Hashem Matir. We will start from this Gemara tomorrow. From the Savar, we will start again in Meretz Hashem. Tomorrow everybody should have a wonderful day.